The shocking details of the murder of a teenager in Lawrence has residents of the city coping with both sadness and fear. The decapitated body of 16-year-old Lee Manuel Valoria Polino was found last week near the Merrimack River. Days later, the community is still looking for answers, as WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
Manda sus ángeles contigo a luchar. Él abre puertas, nadie puede cerrar.
Several hundred people packed a parking lot across the street from the Lawrence Police Department. The name Lee was spelled in candles, and white balloons floated above the heads in the crowd. They gathered to remember the life of Lee Valoria Polino and to call for an end to violence in their community. Many in the crowd said they simply need to show their support for their city and for the victim's family.
My heart hurts, even though I didn't know the boy. It's a tough thing.
Tabitha DiNicola says she worries about the safety of her own young daughter and her community.
It's scary, to be honest. I've lived here my whole life in Lawrence, born, raised, and it seems like it gets worse and worse every year. It's a scary thing that our children are going to, their future is Lawrence, and who knows what that future is going to be.
Classmates of Valoria Polino, who was a sophomore at Lawrence High School, huddled with one another, hugging and crying and singing. 19-year-old Carlos Espino says he played basketball with Valoria Polino and remembers him being a good kid. Espino says the murder has him feeling confused and scared.
Well, since this has happened, no, I don't feel safe. You can't trust no one here.
But trust is exactly what Michael Caban is asking of the young people in Lawrence. Caban works for Family Services of the Merrimack Valley and spends most of his time with the youth in Lawrence. He says that questions about the murder on social media are fueling confusion and fear in the community. While the death of Valoria Polino is a tragedy, Caban says, it brings to light what many of the city's young people face every day.
Just the poverty, the drugs, the violence. This situation is very unfortunate. However, our kids are faced with a lot of this on an everyday basis, and these kids don't know what to believe. You know, yes, there was an arrest, but you know, how safe are our children?
And that's a question many are asking of the city, even after 15-year-old Matthew Borges was taken into custody and charged with Valoria Polino's murder. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.